Who else am I leaving out? Oh, yeah, Johnny Gilry, Allstate Insurance, and a special endowment from the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana. Tonight, we've got one of the most talented Cajun musicians up here performing for you. A group called Lanyap, and your host tonight, your friend and my good buddy, Mr. Ray Landry, will be out here to host the show. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Jason Fry and Lanyap.
Yes, sir. Jason Fry and Lanyap.
Thank you.
Ah, tu vas être chanceux à soir, cher, pour écouter la musique de Jason Fry et Lanyap. All the way on the other side, my friend, all the way, Cancro Boy. Mark Lachelet on guitar right over there. Ken Smith, all the way from Kenner, Louisiana, right there.
Kinder.
I'm sorry?
Kinder.
Kinder. That's what I said, huh? Kinder?
Kinder. Kinder. It's all the same. Yeah.
Do they have a Kenner and a Kender? Oh, they do? Okay. Well, we don't go that way. You know what I mean? So you're in Kender. Kender, Louisiana.
Not to give you diction lessons.
Ray Thibodeau, back on drums back over there. And, of course, the man himself, Mr. Jason Fry, been behind that accordion for too many years, more than he can remember, for sure. They're going to do one, La Voz de Regret.
Mm-hmm.
Et quitter de la maison pour m'en aller. J'ai quitté, ouais, la femme à la plus laide. J'ai décidé de traînailler et pas moucher. Comme un anglais que j'ai tourné, t'aurais quitté. J'ai tourné à la bouteille pour me consoler. Une idée, moi j'avais à le quitter. Des idées de traînailler et pas moucher. Dans mes anglais que j'ai tourné, t'aurais quitté.
Walls of Regret. Jason, comment longtemps tu joues l'accordéon?
Oh, Lord.
Too many years to remember. I remember just...
75.
Since 75. You want me to do the addition? You got the wrong guy, dude. You got the wrong guy. It's been a long time. Listen, I'm thinking I saw you play first at the Main Street. It was the very first time I saw you. And I don't know how old you were back in the day, but that's a long time ago. And then, of course, you played so many years with Dewey. At Mulots in Broadbridge.
Yeah. We play Mulots in Broadbridge, and they had a Mulots in Baton Rouge.
Yes, and you played those two circuits. Yes, I remember that.
And we'd play. I'd play with you over there also, like on a Tuesday or Wednesday night.
I remember back in the day, that was amazing. You could go there, and the only place to dance was right in back of your chair where you were sitting down at the table. Mm-hmm. That's how many people they had at those restaurants when Dewey was playing with Jason, and you'd go there to eat, so you didn't have to go anywhere. You'd just stand behind where you were eating. That's the only place left in the whole place, because the people that were dancing along the dance floor would just stay there and dance on the dance floor. La vie, je croyais, je voulais. Touchette Brothers. The life I thought I wanted.
des femmes pour l'écouter. Les astres quand ça m'a lié, c'est un petit peu tard pour moi y'en vais. C'est ça la vie que moi je voulais. Aujourd'hui j'ai un cœur cassé.
La vie, je croyais, je voulais, but it touched it, brothers. The life I thought I wanted. We all made that mistake, I guess, huh? The life I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted to be a musician one day. Boy, I had to rethink that. I thought I was going to become rich. And we, look, all of us got a whole lot of money up here. I don't let you know that. And we never told a lie in our entire life.
Huh? You're playing the wrong music to get
rich. That's right. Well, actually, we're playing the right music. We just not get paying. We're not paid the right amount of money for our music. That's exactly right. The next one we're going to do, the Cabo Waltz, Mi Cab y Mon Cab y Mi Zipron. The Cabo Wolves. La Vache de la Vieille Vache. They actually have a couple out there. You know, Mes Cabs et Mes Éperons, My Rope and My Spurs, the Cabo Wolves. Three or four, and they're actually different tunes, actually. So you started playing in 1975. I did the math. It took me a computer and a calculator, and I ran out of toes and fingers. I stopped at 38 years you've been playing, my God. That's a long time.
Goodness gracious. That's but I'm not that old yet.
I know. How can that be? He's been playing music for 38 years. He's been a milkman for 30.
27 years, yeah.
27 years, huh? Oh, my God. Worship Wardens, if you didn't know that he was a milkman, get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, he used to. The milkmen used to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, I don't know what time they get up. Same time? Yeah. I can remember, man, when we were playing, you did a couple of jobs with us when we were with Noncale Young, and I remember you wouldn't take a job on a Sunday night. Oh, no. I got to go to bed at 2 in the afternoon so I can get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's for sure. The Lafayette Two-Step. Alors en Lafayette. So when you first started playing way back in the day, when at 38 years, that's a long time to remember. What was your first paying gig? You remember? Back in the day, that far back, huh?
Yeah, I guess I was about maybe 15. We played at the There's a little hall across from Eunice High School, a little tiny hall. Me and my buddy Randy Bellord,
Randy Bellord.
He was playing the drum back then. His daddy rented that hall and made a little dance in there. And me and Randy and Vinus Lujan played the fiddle and sing. Boy, was one of my favorite singers, Vinus Lujan. And Lloyd Thibodeau played the bass guitar.
Wow, way back in the day. So you made, what, $5? That was a lot back
seven,
in the day. Though.
I think it was seven.
Wow.
$7.
Et c'était
money,
foutu après ça.
15 years old, man.
C'était foutu.
Pop.
Après ça, c'était foutu. C'était riche. $7 in the pocket. That's what I'm talking about. And we're going to do one délaissé. Am I saying that right? Délaissé?
Yeah, Owen Bruce.
Owen Bruce, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, bub. Sir, more like that. You know, I got an opportunity to listen to Ben Bruce perform at Festivals Acadien this year. He performed Friday night with Jambalaya.
Oh, yeah.
And he got up there and he sang one song. In this day, he's not feeling that well, but he He went all the way to Festival of Arcadian. When I tell you I was looking over the crowd, it looked like a sea of people. There's so many people from the bandstand all the way back. If you're familiar with Festival of Arcadian, from the main stage, all the way in the front, and all the way to the food court. It's like going from St. Landry to St. Mary Parish. It's far. And then from side to side, nothing but people. It was truly amazing. I had a prime seat. I was way on top of a hill watching the whole thing. Great festival this year. Kajan from Church Point.
Yeah, Church Point.
The Kajan from Point de l'Église. Did you started playing with some of the guys over there. First of all, you never played with those guys from Church Point? B. Cormier and those guys?
I played with Mr. B.
Yeah.
And yep, Mr. B. Cormier, his son Barry.
Well, was that the Church Point Playboys back in the day?
Those Cormiers, man, they a bunch of good musicians.
Yes, the name of the band was
Church Point Playboys.
Playboys back in the day, yeah.
That's when Reggie was playing with Mr. B, and he went with Jambalaya.
Yeah.
Mr. B called me.
Yeah, wow. How many years you played with them? Long time.
10, 12
wow,
years.
Wow, yeah.
Until
yeah.
Mr. B retired.
So how is he doing anyway, Mr. B called
me. Mr. B's doing good.
Good. I haven't seen him in a while.
I saw him a while back. He's looking good.
Good. Great. And I talked to Barry the other day, and he's doing well, too.
Oh, good.
Yes, he's doing well. So we're going to do a song in remembrance of the Church Point Playboys. Kajan, the Church Point.
Mark was in that band also, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, me and Mark, how long have we been playing together? But since 86. About 27 years.
Well, stay by the microphone after the song's over, Tim. And you go, I'm going to have a shout out to
Thrill
But like that, me. Come over that microphone there, Mark. Alors, Charlie, moi, toi.
All right.
You used to work for the state.
Yes, sir.
And then, so you retired? No, you're still working with the state?
No, I retired a year ago.
A year ago, yeah?
Yeah, so I did it right. I started early and stayed in it.
I don't blame you. I did the same exact thing. I did that in the fire service. So, how did you and Jason meet? Naturally, it was through the music, but you were with the Church Point Playboys as well.
The Church Point Playboys, yeah. I was playing with Reggie Mott, and he went with Jambalaya, and then Mr. B called Jason Fry, and we played with Jason for quite a few years.
Yes, still playing with
him. We never left, right.
Never left. Got together, so you're a big part of them 38 years that you've been playing.
A bit of them.
Yes.
Actually, the first time I met Mark was at an accordion contest in Church Point. In about, that must have been sometime in the late 70s. I was about 14 or 15 years old, maybe.
That was at...
I might have been younger than that.
Rodeo thing.
The Saddletramp Club.
The Saddletramp Club, yeah. Exactly right. That's right.
I was young, 13, 14 years old.
I was probably there, buddy. Honestly, I was probably in the stands.
I was the only one there to play in my category. So they started calling around people they knew in Church Point that they could come in a hurry to play, you know.
Yeah.
So they had called Mark. You remember that?
Yeah. They stuck me in a category with Jason. That wasn't fair.
I wouldn't have did it. Even at 14 years old, I wouldn't have did it. I'm telling you. But, you know, that the Saddletramp Arena. That's what it was, and they had every year they had an accordion contest there.
I think it was called Cajun Day.
Yeah, Cajun Day.
Yeah. Good memory. You have a good memory. And I even remember back in the day, it's actually for you folks in the CFMA who don't have as good a memory as me. I remember seeing the CFMA at the Saddletramp Arena every time they had an event to try to get people to sign up for the CFMA, and we're still here today. So, that place doesn't operate anymore? Still there?
It's still there.
It's not as active as like it used to be back in the day.
They still use it, but it's not as like it used to be.
Well, hopefully one day it's going to come back over here. So, the Trouble Two Step, the Dipad de Traca, I never heard.
Bobby Leger song.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Bobby
Leger, it was Gene Sawar sang that on the record.
Right.
Oh, is that right?
That's correct.
What year was that there, Ray? What year did it come out?
I don't remember.
Early 70s or something.
What was the guitar player? He played the accordion as well. He was a Leger as well. Darryl? I forgot. Well, I'll think about it. As you're playing, I will think of it. He sang, too. Excellent accordion player. So we'd like to do it, the Trouble Two-Step.
Travailler par jour, mais non que t'aimes, mais travailler sans rien. Et quand j'y la chasse, pas de fleurs, il n'a fini pas son année. Pas jour, mais non, qu'elle t'aime, travailler sans rien. Et quand il a un chasse, pas de fleurs, il a fini, il est parti. Hey!
Yeah, well, I like that. Trouble two-step. I remember seeing Bobby Leger in the Lake Charles Playboys. Huh? Bobby Leger in the Lake Charles Playboys.
Yeah.
He was one of them heavy groups towards, well, you know, Dewey Balfour and all those guys, and Bobby Leger in the Lake Charles Playboys. And, wow, that's some great talent back in the day. It's a shame we didn't have our cell phones back then where we could tape everything. Ken Smith right here on fiddle in Kinder, Louisiana. I want to make sure that.
Or Kinder.
Yes,
like,
sir.
It's all
excellent
same.
Fiddle player. And listen, he owns a music store in Kinder. And what better person there is on the planet to buy an instrument if you're interested, but a musician himself. We were talking right before the show started. If you're interested in the fiddle, last count, he's got over 200 fiddles that he'd love to sell you one for Christmas, I'm pretty sure. Do you handle an accordions as well? Do you handle some? Just beginner type, like the little Horners type? Is that what it is? Remember when they came out with that little black one they were selling for real cheap? Regal. Yes, a little Regal accordion. Yeah, it wasn't a bad accordion back in the day. I don't think you can get those anymore. Well, listen, we have come to an impasse. The list you gave me, c'est fini, monsieur, c'est foutu. I will select the songs now. You're in trouble now. You're in trouble now. Let's do a waltz, Ray. What do you want? What do you say? Laisse le bon temps rouler. That's the good time roll, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
So, Lawrence Walker number.
Yes, sir. Was that the same melody as the La Vaza Holly Beach? Is that what we were talking about a while ago? No? No, probably not. I thought it was. For all of you folks that's interested in the LSU game tonight, playing Texas A&M, think the final score is somewhere around 34 LSU and 10 for Texas A&M.
Whoa,
yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa,
even though I did attend Texas A&M when I was on the fire service, I did some, you know, it's a big fire college there. You go take fire courses at Texas A&M. Beautiful campus over there, I got to tell you, in Texas. Beautiful. I used to love just to go over there just so I could see the women on campus. That wasn't my real job to go over there. It was a real job to go learn how to be a fireman. But the other part was pretty good, too. So, actually, one of the songs that Jason recorded, and I don't know, if did you write that song, the Rougeau? Who did that?
No, I wrote it.
He wrote that song, the Rougeau Special, or the Rougeau Two-Step, and he did it with you did it with Travis when Travis was with you at the time. Same time you did that, Attrape Mon Violon. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, well, you got to put that as one of the songs on your list for sure. That's what you get when you give me the list and you let me select the song. That's what you're going to get. I'd like to present Jason Fry and the Rougeau Two-Step.
I'd like to do that for my mother. It's here out there tonight. She was a Rougeau until the Fries corrupted her. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, I guarantee you, that's for sure. It's an excellent song to dance to. Jason Fry and Lan Yap will be at the Lakeview tonight, right after this. Thanks, man.
Much time is going to take to load the accordion, put it in back of the truck, and head to Lakeview. You'll start there, what, 8 o'clock, 8:30?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, so. Wow. Il y a plein de bornes, hein, tu sais?
Yeah.
Plein de morceaux de Visqueen pour emmener avec vous autres. You need a big piece of Visqueen to put in the front of the thing.
You need the whole roll.
Yeah, they got a mighty draft in.
We were talking a while ago when Vin was here. We were talking when we played with poor Hadley Castier. We got a gig in Natchitoches for the light program at Christmas. And I remember a cold front come in about 2 o'clock that afternoon. And, you know, it takes forever to get over there. So we went, and the closer we got to Natchitoches, the colder it got. And when we got there, you know, you play on the river or the bayou, wherever it is. We had a big barge. And I remember they had a couple dancing, only 2 people. And the band had started, and Hadley was playing fiddle. And the people never got off the dance floor. They just kind of surrounded themselves with a bit. They looked like a teepee. And they had the jacket around them, and they would just kind of move with the music. And so I remember Hadley tapping me on the shoulder with his fiddle bow, and he says, "Avoir tous rendre malade ici. Moi, je suis going à la maison." He said, "I'm going to the house." So it was a good thing because it was too cold to play, actually. Nokale Young was with us, and Nokale said, "Moi, je vais aller avec toi." He told Hadley, "I'm going with you too, Shad. Don't load that truck by yourself." And right when he put his accordion down, the lady came who was in charge, and she said, "Look, it's too cold to play, so we're going to pay y'all anyway." And we were about to leave. In another 2 minutes, we would have left, and we probably wouldn't have gotten paid. But I remember that. I think we played 4 songs, but it felt like we played about 400. That's a tough gig when it's cold. You've been there. It's a tough gig when you play the fiddle, and it's 32, 28 degrees. So what are we doing, Ray? It's time to do a waltz. Let's do La Chère Jolie Blonde.
Jolie Blonde.
Is that good enough for you? You might as well start thinking about a two-step, too.
I had one, but you said yours before I could say mine.
Okay, say it.
Talk too fast.
Thank you. À la chère jolie blonde. Ray Thibodeau on vocals. That reminds me, tomorrow, Ray and his boy, Travis Benoit, and Briggs Brown and Megan Brown and those boys will be at Vermilionville tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock.
That's right.
That's right. So if you're in and around Lafayette area tomorrow, the weather's supposed to be worse than today and worse than tonight. It's supposed to be cold and dreary and raining tomorrow. And so Vermilionville, I guarantee you, it's nice and warm and dry there. You can go there tomorrow afternoon and listen to some wonderful traditional Cajun music with Briggs Brown and Megan Brown. And, of course, Ray and his son Travis will be there as well. So you got another one, Sha?
Yeah. Do one for my old buddy, Fenric. Fenric Manuel. Used to work with him at Borden's. Well, he retired there.
Let me see if I can guess the name of the song. Mudland.
Yes, Mudland.
Well, I heard him say it a while ago. I'm not that smart, T.
You got it?
Hey, Madland, Madland. You know, did you ever work at the Lafayette plant at Borden's? Were you there for any time at all? No,
I've been at the branch over here in Eunice for 27 years.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I remember we have a connection, you and I, because I remember back in the day, like I said, I was a fireman. But
well,
also
that's right across from the...
Yeah, from right the across planet, from the fire yeah. training academy in Lafayette. But also, I spent some years as a fire inspector, and we did some fire brigade training. We would go inside of a plant, and we would show everyone who wanted to learn how to combat a fire at the beginning of a fire. We would do that, and then we would go show them how to use fire extinguishers. They had different kind of fire extinguishers, dry chemical, CO2, and certain fire extinguishers were used on certain fires. And I remember we had one at Borden's. Those guys were super. And I can't remember. It's been 30 years, longer than that. I remember some of the names. There was this guy Gallagher, John Luby.
John Luby, yeah.
This other guy, Gus.
Gus Lawrence, yeah.
Gus, yeah.
Big boy.
He was a big boy, that's for sure. And so I remember the first night we had a fire brigade class, and it was held once a month. And so I remember, I'm not going to say which one it was. I said, what's this class for? He said, it's show you how to put fires out. He said, I thought that's what y'all did, put the fire out. I said, yeah, but that's in case something happens. He said, if a fire breaks out here, I'm going to my house. I got my truck.